Well, ain't that something, huh? Texas. Supposed to be the COVID apocalypse, according to the left, according to mainstream media, according to big tech. Everybody was saying, oh my gosh, look at Governor Greg Abbott. He's killing people. He's killing people by lifting the mandates. Yeah, by their reckoning, you'd think that he was forcing people at gunpoint to go out, to take off their masks and to go hug and kiss everybody at a bar or restaurant. It's not the case. He just lifted mandates. And as a result, COVID cases have not stayed the same, not even gone up. They've dropped. We'll be talking about that. We'll also have a news update from the two mics coming up on the Knock Report. Since lifting lockdown, COVID cases in Texas have dropped 36%. This story comes to us, or at least the data from the story comes to us from the Epoch Times. They were very mild. I like the fact that they do tend to be more, you know, they're definitely obviously a right-leaning publication. They're conservative. They supported President Trump. They oppose Joe Biden. They oppose the Chinese Communist Party adamantly, and that's their purpose. That's the whole reason for existence. But they do tend to, very similar to sites like Just the News or other right-leaning sites, they tend to be as newsworthy as possible and just state the story. That's why when they say as their headline, no surge in COVID 2 weeks after mask mandate lifted in Texas, that's a little bit of a lukewarm headline, in my personal opinion. Here's the money part. We get to it. It's about seven paragraphs. At the time the executive order was issued, March 2nd, new COVID-19 cases in the state stood at 7,240 cases with a seven-day average of 7,259 cases. That number dropped to 5,350 cases by March 10th when the executive order came into effect and the economy fully opened. 2 weeks later, on March 24th, the number of daily new cases stands at 3,827 with a seven-day average of 3,401. And the seven-day average is always important because, you know, they're, number one, cases are not always reported as they come in. Okay, you'll see, for example, dips on Sundays, rises on Tuesdays. That's not to say that Tuesday, oh my gosh, it's Tuesday is infection day. No, that's just when a lot of the numbers catch up. So you always have to look at the seven-day average, because that will give you the most accurate view of the trends. You know, is COVID going up? Is it going down? Is flu going up? Is flu going down? Not that we have to worry about the flu, because apparently COVID-19 cured the flu. See one of my past shows on that topic. We're talking about a little bit over 36% decrease in cases since the 10th when the lockdown, rescinding the lockdown, went into effect. So we're 2 weeks later, cases are down. Now, I know what a lot of people are saying. See, this is proof, because I've heard this actually before, and it's untrue, but you know, I can understand why people say this. See, oh, this is proof. They lift the lockdowns, they take away the face mask mandates, and all of a sudden, you know, cases go down. This is proof that the face masks and the lockdowns actually cause COVID. No, that's not the case. What this does tell us, though, because again, we were talking about, if you look at the numbers, March 2nd, they were in over 7,000. March 10th, they were over 5,000. March 24th, they're over 3,000. So it's a steady decline that we would expect from a disease as we're getting into warmer times, as the vaccinations are going up, herd immunity is likely, we're getting close, even though they won't tell you that. They won't tell you that we're close to herd immunity because, well, you know, that goes against their Great Reset narrative, the Great Reset agenda being put forth by the World Economic Forum. No, this doesn't tell us that face masks and lockdowns were the cause. But what this does tell us is that they weren't very effective. We covered a story a couple weeks ago that showed that when you lifted, when this was CDC data, when you lifted mask mandates and allowed indoor dining in restaurants, what they found was an increase, and they were showing you this. There was an increase. There's an increase in COVID cases. It's increasing when you do this, you evil, evil people. And then buried on like page 2 of the report was, yes, the increase is like 1.7%. I'm sorry, could you say that again? What was that? The increase was like 1.7%. I'm sorry. You're still not being very clear. The increase was 1.7% when they lifted those. In other words, what they're telling us, well, not what they're telling us, that you got to keep the lockdowns, you got to keep the masks, you got to keep living in fear, mandated by government, of course. That's what they're saying. But what the statistics tell us is that these mandates are only a very nominal change in how COVID-19 infects and kills people. But if you were to look at the economic data, if you were to look at clinical depression, drug overdoses, suicides, the lockdowns do not cause a nominal increase. In some cases, you see an exponential increase. The lockdowns, based upon this data that we're seeing, based upon data that we've seen in the past, this isn't new, by the way. If you look at all the science, the real science behind this, outside of politics, outside of agendas, if you just look at the science plainly tells us that the lockdowns and the mask mandates may have resulted in more actual deaths than they protected. In other words, people were not, 1.7% decrease, that does not account for or justify putting people into destitution, sending them into clinical depression, causing more drug overdoses, and yes, suicides. We said this from the beginning, okay? 15 days to slow the spread? Okay, as long as you keep it at 15, I guess we could handle that. And that, of course, turned into 15 years to slow the mind, because that's really what this comes down to. They're trying to slow our minds. They're trying to make us not think for ourselves. They're trying to make us dependent. Dependent on big government, dependent on mainstream media for our news, dependent on big tech for our communications. I mean, we're like sheep, and they're just herding us along. But they're not our shepherds. They are our executioners, and they won't admit it. Yeah, I've been trying my best to keep these short. The goal when we made the shift last week, the goal was to, okay, so let's get out 2 or 3 shows a day. Instead of trying to jam everything into an hour and a half, let's try to get 2 or 3 shows a day. We'll take each individual story and make that a show instead of just a segment. And that's been wonderful, okay? Numbers are up. We've gotten a lot of great feedback. People like this stuff. Unfortunately, I'm long-winded. So instead of 2 or 3 shows at 20 minutes each, I've been going long. I'm going to try to be more concise. One way that I'm being helped with this is with the two mics. Colonel Mike and Dr. Michael Scheuer have been putting together these daily news updates that have been phenomenal. They are much, much quicker talkers than I am, much faster thinkers. They're just generally better than me. So we have that coming up. I also want to do a quick shout out. People ask me, where do I get my news? I don't get it from Twitter anymore. Very rarely do I get it from Twitter. Yeah, Twitter, you only get about 2/3 of the picture. You used to get 100%. Twitter used to be the best by far, okay? It really did. I know that's hard for people to believe, especially if you're relatively new to Twitter. But Twitter used to be the best place to get the news because it was coming quickly. You could see it first on there before you could see it on CNN, read it on New York Times or The Hill or even most of the conservative sites. And as a result, you were able to stay ahead. I was. But things have changed. Now they suppress too much news. They push too much fake news. It's just not any good. So I go to 3 places. Okay. I do. I go to thelibertydaily.com. I'll admit it's my favorite. It's been my favorite for a while. Thelibertydaily.com is the place to get news. They update regularly. I know the owner over there. I actually help them from time to time get stories up. And it is phenomenal. They're Matthew, he's a workaholic. Okay, he starts up at like 5 in the morning Pacific time, and he's still going at 10 at night. constantly putting up news. Then two sites that have hit my radar. Granted, hit my radar because I, again, know the owner. I wouldn't say they're as good as the Liberty Daily because they're not. They don't put in the same effort that Matthew does. Maybe they will someday. No offense to my he's called Patriot Editor. He doesn't want me to say his name out loud. No big deal. But conservativeplaylist.com and uncanceledness.com. Now, the only reason I have those plus the Liberty Daily, the reason I'm not just a single source guy is because, you know, they do get some scoops that the Liberty Daily doesn't. It's rare. Liberty Daily, like I said, they're on top of things. But like this story, I got this story from one of those Uncanceled News or Conservative Playlist, and it's not up on Liberty Daily. So hopefully it will be up very soon on thelibertydaily.com because I'll get this written up, get the podcast posted, get this up on Rumble and Locals, and we'll be good to go. So, yeah, good stuff there. All right, let's turn it over to Colonel Mike and Dr. Michael Scheuer for the Two Mics News Update.
Hey, welcome back. You're on with the Two Mics, Dr. Michael Scheuer and Colonel Mike. And this is today's news update for the Knock Report on Freedom First Network. Don't forget, subscribe, get the coffee, freedomfirst.com. What else we got? ffn.locals.com. You want to get on that. And we're on Rumble. We're on Apple Podcast. Hey, Dr. Mike, do you know we're still in the top 50 on Apple Podcast?
Well, I didn't know that, but you always keep up to date with these things. And I would say somebody must be taking listeners away from us, or we'd be about up in about number 12 or so.
I would think so. Well, we're still just a couple of steps behind the Mark Levin guy, and we're right in the top 50. So, I mean, we were 36, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Still up in the top 50, and we want to thank the listeners, right?
Oh, of course. You and I can talk to each other anytime, but it's the listeners that make this the fun that it is, and I hope the interesting thing that it is.
Well, that's why we want to do these news updates, because apparently JD's putting a lot of shows up, a lot of guys are putting shows up, and they like a news update as these shows go up. So today, Two Mics doing the news break for the Knock Report, which will probably go in one of the Knock Report's podcasts. Mike, I just want to say I found another word. I'm on this word kick now, okay? And I found another word today. It fits the governor of Maryland, who visited Hagerstown, Washington County, Maryland yesterday. He made a big fuss about it. It was like the Beatles, you know? He's coming from Annapolis, and, you know, they had everybody set up, you know, the parade thing. And he was coming to make sure that they knew that they would have all the vaccines they need, you know, the mRNA vaccine that's not a vaccine. You know, and he wants to make sure everybody's going to get them, the school kids, the moms, the cats, the dogs, whatever. So I was thinking about it. I said, we got to go back to the Scottish English language again. And I found the word, and it's called Larry Hogan is a chancer. Do you ever hear a chancer, Dr. Mike?
I don't think I have, Colonel.
Can I give you the definition? I'll give it to
you. Oh, I wish you would.
Okay. A chancer is someone who takes advantage of a situation and manipulates the situation for his own benefit.
And that's, that's certainly him.
Larry Hogan to the T, because he made it sound like, hey, you know, we're going to give you all this money and this bailout stuff and stimulus stuff. But he didn't do anything until the stimulus money came from Washington taxpayer money. You know, he got like $1.9 billion, you know, for the state. So he's making it sound, hey, don't worry about it. Unemployment's back in town. You know, let's pop the beer and have a drink, and don't forget to go outside under the umbrella, put a mask on, you know, so on and so forth. And then the story that I have for this update, and I think it's kind of silly in a way, I think. Okay. Israel's crying out to the world now that they're PO'd because Netanyahu in the Israeli parliament voted for mandatory vaccinations. And now you got to walk around with an app. It's a green app. And they make sure that you took it and you have it and you can't go nowhere. And these cries are coming on YouTubes and BitChutes. They're all over. I mean, I've seen at least a half a dozen this morning. And they're crying out to the world. You know, and I'm saying to myself, well, Dr. Mike could tell us a little bit about that. What does that coincide with? Something like you have to have an app. What happened during?
It reminds me, Colonel, of, in fact, I think I hear a little bit of the Horst Wessel song or the Wacht am Rhein here. It's a way to identify people by a symbol. Some of us are old enough to know about it, and some of us learned it in school. There was a little yellow star-shaped emblem that the Nazis used to sew onto Jews in Germany mm-hmm. to make them identified. And clearly what Netanyahu's doing here is trying to find people who refused either for reasons of conscience or for reasons of common sense to not take the vaccination. And I would think that if anybody would be upset about that kind of thing, it would be the Israelis people. But who knows? Maybe they got a $50 check or an $80 check from Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to go along with the green dot.
And I would think that Netanyahu got a couple of million-dollar check or double-digit million-dollar check from Bill Gates.
Well, this might be one of the most interesting things, and it's something you've brought up many times over the past year. The money might have come directly from George Soros, as George mm-hmm. Soros is the only Nazi standing left in the world that the Mossad and their Israeli government won't go after. And his money is of course, in all of these things, whether it's vaccinations or district attorneys or rigging the election for Biden or trying to impose governments in places like Burma. I would think that this really has to make you wonder what the relationship between the Israeli government and George Soros is.
Dr. Mike, you hit it right on the head. I mean, there's nobody going after this guy.
No, no one goes after him. And who knows better than him about how easy rounding up Jews became when they were all wearing the yellow star. He was out there doing it, has admitted doing it, and yet no one does anything about it. It's a really interesting thing.
That's like saying you saw the murder, so we don't have to do the investigation.
Yeah, it's one of those things that's so obvious. But if you talk about it, of course, you know, you're an anti-Semite, you're an anti-this, you're an anti-that. I'm just asking a question. What are we supporting a country whose government tries to identify their people as the Nazis did? It doesn't make much sense to me.
What is the coin phrase? It's the only democracy in the Middle East, right?
Yes, yes.
Doesn't sound
our only ally and the lone democracy.
Yeah, it doesn't sound democratic to me.
Well, we don't either sound too democratic these days, but certainly they're always blowing wind about what a great democracy they are and what friends of America they are. If they were friends of America, they'd go after Soros and get rid of that problem.
I would think so, Dr. Mike.
Yeah, well, we could let them keep Soros' money.
Well, you're on with the two Mikes, Dr. Mike, Dr. Michael Schuer, Colonel Mike, and we're happy to do the Knock Report update. And it should be up on the Knock Report podcast somewhere today or tomorrow. We never know. But don't forget.
Can you smell it? It's your favorite freshly ground coffee brewing in your favorite cup. If you're anything like me or my family, coffee is essential for our mornings. And even more essential is good quality coffee. Well, Freedom First Coffee is our preferred choice. Made from organically grown beans from Mexico and Peru, they're then roasted here in the USA. So head on over to freedomfirstcoffee.com and choose our Founders Blend in medium or dark roast, ground or whole bean. That's freedomfirstcoffee.com. And make sure you use promo code KNOCK, that's N-O-Q, for 10% off your order. And if you really want to be a freedom lover, choose a monthly subscription so you will never be without your Morning Joe. Again, that's freedomfirstcoffee.com.
As always, stellar information from the two mics and a wonderful promo for Freedom First Coffee from my lovely, brilliant, talented, and amazing coffee maker, wife and co-host, Tammy. She's been doing these promos. We're trying to get her into doing more shows. She's got a full-time job. Okay. She is dealing with me is already hard enough. Plus we have four kids. Okay. It's tough. I tried it. She had to go down to Oklahoma for a while. I tried to be primary parent. And let's just say that she had a lot to fix when she got back. but we are going to try to get her on more of these shows because you guys like her. You like her more than me. I don't blame you. I do too. So there's that. And my finger cut that off prematurely. I can't go out without saying, Lord willing, we will be back with another episode. But in the meantime, you guys stay strong, stay safe, and God bless.